Inflation predictions heading in the opposite direction. The Federal Reserve says its October survey found consumers expect annual inflation to be 5.9% a year from now, a half percent higher than they thought in September, and 3.1% 3 years from now. That's up 0.2 from September survey. The survey was taken, though, before last week's lower-than-expected consumer price index, and analysts at Goldman Sachs are predicting the Fed's preferred measure, the core PCE, will fall below 3% by the end of next year, less than half of what it is now. More layoffs in big tech and also retail in this case. New York Times sources say Amazon plans to pink slip about 10,000 employees starting this week. The lion's share of those cut are those working on Alexa devices. 10,000 is only 1% of Amazon's global workforce and 3% in its corporate offices, but it would be the most layoffs in Amazon's history. And even after having to call back some key people fired at Twitter, Elon Musk is still swinging the axe, Silvana Hanau reports.
Twitter has reportedly cut more jobs, eliminating thousands of contractors this weekend without warning. CNBC and Axios confirming most of those employees only found out they were terminated after losing access to the company's email and internal communications. The cuts span across departments, including content moderation, real estate, marketing, and engineering. Twitter hasn't commented as it no longer has a communications team. I'm Silvana Hanau.
The newly bankrupt FTX crypto exchange is reporting a hack attack. The hack reportedly happened Friday after the bankruptcy filing and may have resulted in the loss of almost $400 million worth of crypto funds. FTX is advising customers to stay off its platform until it sorts out what it calls abnormalities. And the Hollywood box office is celebrating its second biggest weekend of the year. Disney and Marvel's Black Panther Wakanda Forever made $180 million in the U.S. and Canada this weekend, just $5 million less than the Doctor Strange sequel. Consumer and Business News, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.